here from Daf Beis Man Aleph. Okay. So the Mishnah Movi, Shehu Gavoya Lamala Meyasim Amo, Yemayit. So the phrase of the Mishnah of the Movi means is we have a Movi, so we had the heter of Movi, which we saw when it's spoken in the introduction, is the Batim open into a Chatzar, and the Chatzar opens into a Movi. There has to be at least two Batim in a Chatzar, and two Chatzeris, at least opening into the Movi, they have a Lach of a Movi. The Movi has to be longer, the length than the width, meaning the length being the distance going out from the Chatzeris out to the Mavi usually would open up into a say Rishu Sarabim. It could open to a Carmelos also. Chazal said that a Mavi, even though it's enclosed on three sides normally, so the fourth side to be able to allow you to carry in the Mavi, you're going to need to do a tikkun. The Mishnah right now is referring to the two tikkunim which the Mishnah gives specifically to a Mavi, are the heta of Lechi, which our Mishnah is not talking about. She'd put one piece of some type of a tree item which is standing on the side of the opening, and that would be allowed to be matzah to carry inside the Mavi. And the other heter is the kara. So you have a beam going across the top of the Mavi that's going to be matzah you to carry in the Mavi. More we'll have a discussion later on if the heter of kara is a heter of heker, or if it's a heter of mechitza. The halacha of Moshe B'Sinai is considered a mechitza. So that's going to be a machlokas later on in the Gemara, how kara works. But our Mishnah says, either way, if you understand how kara works, the halacha is if it's too high, it's not a valid kara. How high is too high? It's shehu gavoya l'malam esimama. So the phrase over here, usually the mavi, the kara was just placed on top of the walls across one side to the other. So therefore, if the walls of the Mavi were 20 amas tall, the kara is going to be above 20 amas tall. So now the halacha is actually, if the Mavi is exactly 20 amas tall, and the kara is exactly 20 amas above the ground, that's fine. If it's more than 20 amas is when you have the problem. So the kara is immediately on top of 20 amas, that's also okay. If it's 20 amas and a tefach or a half a tefach above where you put the ground, that's where you have a problem. So even though he misuses the word mavi, the problem isn't the mavi, the problem is the kara, which is a little bit misleading. Mavi if you have a mavi and you put a kara across the top, you have to, the only solution would be to lower down the kara. Rehuda says you do not need to lower it down. It's fine, the fact that it's above 20 amas. V'harocha me'eser amas, if it's wider than 10 amas, and you want to use a heter of kara, so that's not going to work. Because I only gave a heter of kara if the opening is 10 amas or less. So then you would have to make the opening less wide. If instead of placing a kara, you place the tzuras of Pesach, so by definition, the tzuras of Pesach has to have two side posts and any cross beam on top. So if you put a tzuras of Pesach there, the fact that it's more than ten amos is not a problem. Mavishu gavoya zakrashi shenicha was a kara lamala meser amos. They placed the cross beam, the kara which goes across, above 20 amas. Makarazu lahatu latalta b'seicha. Its purpose is coming to allow you to carry inside over there. The midaraisa itzer hotzos rishos rabim b'shabas. There's an itzer deraisa to carry from rishos yochid to rishos rabim. Umahi Rishas Rabim, what is Rishas Rabim? Sartya Platya Gadolo. Sartya is a highway, Platya is a gathering place, a plaza. Kidamina Beperak Yitzis Shabbos, you have in the beginning of the first parak Mesef the Shabbos. Shendomen Ladigle Midbor, those two are comparable to the what we had in the Midbor when we were traveling in the Midbor, the Chomili, the Shabbos, the Mishkan, Gemina, we learn from the Mishkan. Golos Shalavim, Rechav Yudvav Amo. The Morag makes the calculation in Perek Hazerik, in the 10th Perek of Masechta Shabbos, that the width of the path that they traveled on with the wagons was 16 amos wide. Therefore, the minimal definition of what's Rishus Rabbim is, it's something which is 16 amos wide, Rechav, its width. Mufulish Beis Rosh, and it's open on both two ends. Mavi is katzahu. Mavi is less than that. Ben Aruch of Yud Ravaman, it's not 16 amos wide. Number one, Vinami Rochavu, even if you'd have a Mavi which is 16 amos wide, and it was foolish, Al Rosh Echad Psukhush, so Rabbi Rosh Echad is awesome. Usually it's closed on another end. Do you have a Mufulish? In the case where you'd have a Mavi which is Mufulish, open on both ends. We'll have a mystery, Bekara, Kiriminim Gemora. Kara alone would not be sufficient. You will need some other tikkun at the other end also. Okay, so now it's either not Mufulish, it's only open on one side, or it's not 16 amos wide, even if we open on both sides. So it's not a Rishus Rab. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, Tzadar Shas Rabim, Kim the Labar Shas Rabim, who Shor the Tatule Bay, Minotara, Belishum Tikkun, Minotara, so you're allowed to carry inside this area without doing any type of correction, any type of issue. But Rabbanon Gozer allow, Bechazal, however, Rabbanon Gozer on that you cannot carry here more than, sweet, you know. We're afraid that since the mindset is a thoroughfare for people, and people carry, use it passageway, etc. So people in their mind will say, wow, this is Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to carry Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, they said, no, that you can't carry in there unless you have some type of tikkun. Mishayuah b'tzakanta the lechi or karo. Chazal permitted it through either the form lechi or a karo. Till the heavy akera, the lacy, the mystery, Rishus HaRabim Gemura. And both of those will function as a hecker that you won't say, I can't care unless I have this thing here. And so that's different than Rishus HaRabim. So right now, Rashi seems to be going with the heter being hecker, which that's Machlokes in the Gemara. And Rashi's explaining it based on the sort of hecker. Okay. So you might the ashbel which you lower down the kara. The time of farsha gemara, the more explains why you have to lower it. Tzvi, you know how to be quiet. Walk outside and finish, and then come inside. I'll wait till you're finished. Okay, Yemayit is Yashua, the time of Parsha Gemara. For Racha Meser Amma, Yemayit, if it's wider than 10 Amma, also you have to make it less, you cannot use a Kura across such a long width, you'd have to narrow the width, and then you'd be able to carry to make the Tikkun. Now the width of 10 amos, this idea of 10 amos is an important number. We're going to see it a lot of times in the Masechta. The Chazal assumed that, like I mentioned this idea before, the idea of a doorway being without a Tzuras HaPesach, the fact that you have an enclosure and you have a door in it, that's okay. The fact that you have a corral, you don't necessarily put a door frame. You have an opening. That's called a valley. That's called a pesach for halachic purposes. That's called a pesach. That's how you get. That's the entrance way into this area. Because I'll say if it's wider than a certain amount already, you can't call it a pesach.
You can't call what a pesach
if it's too wide. So Chazal said that width, if it's more than 10 amos wide. That was the greatest width of an average Pesach. And we'll see this idea again and again in the Masechta. If it's wider than 10 amis, if the opening is wider than 10 amis, it's called a pirtza. It's called a break in the wall. It's not called a doorway. When I'm being in Pesach, the head over here is because it's a doorway. So what are we going to do in this situation? If it's more than 10 amis, you'll put some boards there. We're going to narrow the opening to get it down to 10 or less than 10. Exactly 10 is still permitted. It's more than 10. The problem is when it's more than 10. If it's wider than 10, you're going to have to narrow it down back to 10 or less. If it has a tzuris of Pesach, lechi mikan or lechi mikan, rekara al gabayin, it has a side post. And you have a kara and then a beam going across. So that's called a tzuris of Pesach. Okay. So the Mishnah gave us two scenarios of which are problematic. It's too high or it's too wide. And it gave us the concept of Tzuris HaPesach, which will allow us to address the fact that it's too wide. Tzuris HaPesach is not bothered by that. It's not Hasam. So the Gemara is now back in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to contrast this Mishnah to the first Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah, which also discusses an issue of the Sukkah, which has the fact that it's too high, and other problems in the Mishnah in Sukkah, which are puzzle. As a matter of fact, Tosis over here, the first Tosis, says that logic would dictate, if we'd want to present this first Mishnah, we would say like this. We'd say the Talmud called a Mavi. And the correct way, you can't carry in a Mavi. And if you want to carry in a Mavi, you put a lechi or a karev. Let me tell you, by the way, if the karev is too high, it's a problem. The Mishnah says, well, it's like, what's a karev? What's a Mavi? You know. He says, the reason why we use this language is because it's a parallel language to the first Mishnah, Masechta Sukkah. So that's, Tosfos says, that's why we use this language to be the parallel. So the Mishnah can say, okay, let's once we feel it's a parallel, let's talk. What is, how are they the same? How are they different? Tanan Hassan, so we learned the Masechta Sukkah. Sukkah shigavar lamala miyasimama is psula. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, so the sukkah, the schach is above 20 amas, so the loch is the sukkah is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Okay, so the Mor wants to know that there seems to be a change in the language. Maishno gabi sukkah the toni psula, gabi mavi toni tekanta. My mavi doesn't say that it's possible, she says lower it down. I mean, obviously, you have to lower it down because it's possible. But it, instead of saying the halachic status, it gives you the way to correct it. Over there, it gives you the halachic status that it's possible. It doesn't say, well, lower it down. I mean, why isn't there a parallel lashon? Okay. So Mor is going to try more than one answer. The Mor gives, first answer the Mor gives is that sukkah, which is the raisa tani psula. Mavi is the rabbanon turning to count. Rashi learns that by mavi, though, since the whole count of the mavi that you can't carry there is the whole thing is the rabbanon's, so we don't want to use the lashon of puzzle because the Torah said it's puzzle. That would be a different; wouldn't be a correct lashon. We say, listen, this is the way Chazal we're going to permit it over there. But we're talking about in the raisa of sukkah. Sukkah l'malam yesamam is puzzle. In the raisa, it's not a valid sukkah. So Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like that. But that's what Rashi learns. If I say that the rice is not mitanet account, no, it's not. It's nothing wrong with saying that the rice is. Well, we sometimes use the language of saying the way to correct it, as opposed to giving its halachic status. But why didn't we use that language over there in the Mishnah? Ala sukkah the nefishin milei pasuk matani psula. Over there, the Mishnah gives four examples, four halachos of a sukkah. It says a sukkah which is above 20 amas, a sukkah which is below 10 tefachim, a sukkah which is doesn't have 7x7, and a sukkah which the tzel says merubah, which the comp says merubah mitzelsa. So it gives you four examples of a sukkah which is possible. So getting involved in the count, each one has its own independent way of correcting it. It would be a very cumbersome type of a Mishnah to explain each one. The correction, so just lumps it all together in one language, they're all possible. And you'll figure out, yeah, well, the solution is put more schach, or make it higher, or make it lower, you know. You'd figure out the rest yourself, you know. So, in order to accommodate the various different scenarios, which are all there in one Mishnah, so the Mishnah uses the word psula, whereas Mavi, it only has basically, there's two scenarios over here, so it feels more comfortable of saying, so the solution is addressed, it gives you the count. Okay.
Is there a havamina that there's a different halacha? In other words, is the question just sort of being, you know, picky about the language, or was there some thought that maybe, in fact, there's a different halacha?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. My assumption is that it's more a question of language, which the more does it a lot of times. Beginning with Masechta, beginning with Perek, it talks about language issues, but I don't know, it's a possibility. Let's see Rashi. The Tani Yemayit, well, Tani Possel didn't say that it's possible, it just says Bima Mayit. So the first test of the Gemara is that over there it actually is the Raisa, and therefore the language of Possel makes sense. Over here it's the Rabbana, and the language of Possel doesn't make sense. It just says Tekanta. Sukkah, the time of the Deva is the Raisa. The reason why Sukkah above 20 Amos is it in the Raisa, Kereminim Behasim Miliman Yedudor Sechem. The reason why it's possible is because it has to be known to you, and above 20 amas is not so visible, the schach, you don't notice it. Now, that's the morik is very morik is more than one reason, but that's one of the reasons. But at least that's the reason is the raisa. Pashut, all of the reasons are the raisa. I'm not sure why Rashi chose that one of all of them. The morik says that you have to be able to notice the schach, and the schach above a certain point is not so noticeable. And how do you know you have to notice the puzzle? Because it says the puzzle, l'man yedu, you have to know about what you're doing. Just agav, the Bikur Yaakov, the Orach Laner has a pirush in Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Dalet Minim called Bikur Yaakov. He points out there's a Bach. The Bach says, since there's a lach of the man yedut harisechem, every time you sit in the sukkah, you have to actually have that awareness that we're doing because the Rosh put us in sukkahs. The Torah says laman. In order of that, that's why you sit in a sukkah. So you have to have that kavanah every time you sit in a sukkah. Mishabura seems to understand, based on the Prima Gadim, that b'di'evan is not ma'akev. It's like Mitzvah Shechus Kavanah, which b'di'evan, if it's b'teichad mice, it's nicker, while you're doing it, that's good enough. He says, no, over here there's a special halacha of he learns the Bach, there's a special halacha of the man, and you're not yotzim chla, you're not yotzim mitzvah sukkah, unless you're aware of it. Every time you sit in the sukkah, you have to stop and think, in order to remember, kibbutz sukkah's a shaft, it's been a yisub, it's a meretz yisraim. Otherwise, you're not yotzim. So it's a chi of mamash of the man. So Chazal understood that to mean if you don't see the schach, you're not going to have your leman. And above 20 amos, you don't usually notice something. Tani psula, halu kvar mimosha nitna midasu. So the language of psula makes sense. This is there. The language of psula would be applicable to something which is midina tara. Bochum lefarish lecha shim liosikain. Psula, we need to say, okay, this is a definition, and therefore, otherwise, it's not what we're talking about. So, Shach Lemisti Ba Loshen Paslus. So, the language of its pasul fits on something which is there's an intrinsic problem which exists. Level of the Mahani Betakanta. Obviously, there's solutions. Kokam Lo Mitzakim Lo Ikri Psula. So, the language of Psula makes sense. But my Mavoi, it doesn't make sense. The language of pasul. So Rashi learns like this. Why not? They're called Ikrea Drabbanan Hu. The whole thing is a Din Drabbanan. The Shach Lamer Boy Loshen Paslus. This Mishnah is the first time that we're introducing the halacha of a mavi. So I can't tell you it's puzzle. I mean, till yesterday, before the rabbi made the takana, it was fine. So the language isn't puzzle. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with it. Hurrah, yesterday, before we made the takana drabanan, you can do whatever you want there. Now, as we're starting to address the issue, my psul shaykh lememer, a katal hediyahu he doach rabbanon shure b'hachi the list the imloy also came possible. It's like we're now introducing it. It was like, okay, listen, Rabbi side is something called a mavi, and it has dinim. Who said they have dinim? Come along to listen. You know, we would like you to address this. So you shouldn't have a problem. That's a better language. So, if you're starting with an intrinsic problem, the language of passes makes sense. If you're starting with where there's no intrinsic problem, the Chum don't want it in a certain form. So we say, listen, I would like you to address this.
Is this saying that the lashon of apostle doesn't apply by the rabbanans more generally, or
that's how Rashi is learning? Tosis doesn't like that. Because you definitely find lots of apostles by their abundance. The more you use the lotion, Nirchanakusha Hinichal Mala Mesimamo, Psula, Nirchanakus Durbanan. Okay, so you find the lotion Psula by their abundance. That's one of the Tosis' problems in Rashi. But Rashi seems to be saying that the word apostles is not really a correct way to present the Durbanan to Gadin. Other places we're discussing the rices, we would, instead of using lashon apostles, we would give you the correction. But in this scenario, we didn't. By the case of sukkah, we didn't do that. We used the word pas. We didn't do tekanta. We did pasus instead, because the fishy mile. Tony Hossam, Shane Law Shalosh, Tefanis doesn't have three walls. I'm sorry, those are the four. It's above Tony Amis, doesn't have three walls. Shane Gaboyish Esor, it's not 10 Tfachim tall. Shechams and Merubim Mitzelsa. And there's not enough Skach. So therefore, and all of those, Pasuk with Tani Psula. The Hashtra, Motzi Chayel, but Tani Lahu, the Kula, but Kichara. We can all say all of them in one language. David Tani Tekanta, because he would have said the correction. You couldn't put it all together in one group. Why? If it's not enough walls, you have to say make another wall. If it's too short, you have to lift it up. You have to say yes, you had more schach. The more says himsachim that the best way to teach is a language which is a more concise version, because that's easier to remember. So therefore, I'd rather say it in a way which is I can put it all together in one phrase. Okay. Zot Gemara. Amar Rehuda Merav. Chachamim lo limdu elam pisco shel heichol. Rehuda lo limdu elam pisco shel ulam. This machloek is in the Mishnah, which was above 20 amas, whether that's a problem or not. The source of this machloek is the openings of the heichol and the ulam. So the opening of the heichol was 20 amas tall. So we see up to the height of 20 amas was still called a normal opening, not beyond that. And Rabbi Huda says above 20 amas is acceptable because the opening of the ulam was greater than that.
So is this working through like a mechitza idea?
Not so much a mechitza idea, because the idea is it has to have a shem Pesach. In the same way we have more than 10 amas wide, it's called a pirtz, not called a Pesach. So kara, it will work in conjunction with the fact that it's called a Pesach. So I'm saying that what's a valid source to be called something a Pesach? We should be called the Pesach. The more the animal will not remain with Rav's pshat. Right now, this is where Rav says this is the source for the two dinner. Okay, where is that? Titnan. This is a Mishnah in should be Midas, I imagine. Yeah. Pisa shel hechel gavoy esim amo. The opening into the hechel was 20 amas tall. Barachway eser amas, it was 10 amas wide. Mishal ulam, the opening of the ulam. So in front of the hechel was basically corresponded to the in the Mishkan what was called the Kodesh. In the Mishkan, the dimensions were it was 10 amas tall, 10 amas wide, 20 amas. The hekel was 20 amas long, and the Kodesh Kodashim was 10. So it was a full length of 30 and a width of 10. In the Beis Hamikdash, the length was 60 total, 20 for the Kodesh Kodashim and 40 for the hekel. So it doubled. And the width was actually 20, but the doorway was only 10 amas wide, 20 amas tall. So the height was increased, but the width was not increased. So in the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash also added, which you didn't have in the Mishkan, there was an ulam, which was like a front hall in front of the hechel. And the ulam, the opening of the ulam was wider and the height was higher. Mishal ulam is gavoy arboy mamas v'rchavoy esim mamas. The width of the entrance into the ulam was 20 amas wide and 40 amas tall. So they're arguing when we get to our mavoi, should we compare it to the opening of the hechel or the opening of the ulam? Okay, so why should you say one or the other? Mishnei Mikra Echad Dorsha, they're both starting from the following pasuk. It says v'shachtu u'shchatoy, I think Pesach ha'moed, and you shecht it by the opening of the El Moed. So the Torah uses the word Pesach regards to the El Moed, which was that was the Mishkan in the Mishkan. And the Hechel corresponds to that. So the Torah clearly refers to that opening as a Pesach. And again, we're assuming for our halacha of a Mavi, we need something which is called a Pesach. And the Torah is referred to the opening of the El Moed as a Pesach. Good. So the brother said, great. So that the Torah is referred to as a Pesach. So now in the Hechel, which corresponds to that, the El Moed of the Mishkan, the width remains the same, but the height was doubled, and the Pasha, that still meets the criteria of what the Torah refers to as a Pesach El Moed. So we know that that's called a valid Pesach when it's above, when it's up to Esrim. But after Esrim, it's not called a Pesach anymore. Okay? The Torah never referred to the Ulam as a Pesach. They have two different levels of Kedusha. They're two different items. So the word Pesach Ol Moed is referring to the Hechel, which is an independent entity from the Ulam. So we know that a Pesach is 20 amps. If you don't suffer Hechel Ulam Kedusha Achasi, the Hechel and Ulam have one Kedusha. And therefore, the phrase of Pesach Ol Moed, "Chiksev Pesach Ol Moed," it's referring to both, because they're all part of this unit called Ol Moed, according to him. So the opening of the Ulam is also called an opening. So according to him, you can go above 20 Amos. Theoretically, at this point in time, according to Behuda, but 40 Amos would already be a problem, because okay. One shot.
Yeah, so then I don't know why the Mishnah
Well, we're gonna have challenges with this pshat eventually anyway. So. Viboy same Rabbi Huda nami kedushas ulam lechul kedushas hechol lechul. The shear was 40 amas tall. Okay. Rabbi Huda agrees also to the Chachamim that we define the ulam and the hechel as two distinct levels of kedusha, two distinct items. So I can't learn out from the pasuk of Pesach Ol Moed, because Ol Moed is referring to the Heichel, not to the Ulam. So I have no reference anymore that this opening of the Ulam is called a Pesach. It's called an opening. Who said it's called a Pesach? Welcome to time of the Rabbi Huda, the Ksiv of Pesach Ulam Habayis. Rabbi Huda said there's another pasuk called Pesach Ulam Habayis. Now Tosis points out there's no such pasuk. So Pesach Ulam Habayis, that pasuk ain't a Rishon Malkum, Tosis says. So that's a little bit of a problem. Tosis says, but it's a combination of two pasukim in Yechezkel. One pasuk talks about the Ulam Habayis, one pasuk talks about the Pesach Habayis, and we're going to darshan it as one pasuk together. It's referring to the opening of the bayis. The ulam bayis is the pes. It's referred to also as the pesach bayis. Pesach bayis meaning over there. The ulam is the entrance into the bayis, and it's called the pesach. So that's what the more means. So the more is answers back. What are the Rabbanan say if there's such a pasuk, a pesach ulam bayis? So what are the Rabbanan going to say to that? Rabbanan Yevik Siv El Pesach Ulam Kedekar Marta. Hashtag Siv El Pesach Ulam Abayis. It means Abayis Habsulach Leulam. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara, the more is saying, is it's saying that the bias, which, if you're coming from the bias, meaning the Hechel, going out, that's the bias is pesuch into the ulam. So going from that direction, the phrase the passage referring to the opening of the heichal going into the ulam. Okay. Now, Pelamar Kasha. V'ha kiksiv, this pasuk of Pesach Ol Moed, which your first pshat that you said, was a pasuk by Mishkan. So who told you that the opening of the Heichel is, which is 20 amos tall, is called a Pesach? I have a pasuk which is referring to Mishkan, that which is 10 amos tall, is called a Pesach. V'ha kiksiv, hi, but Mishkan kiksiv. More answers. Ashkechon Mishkan Dikri Mikdash, Mikdash Dikri Mishkan. We don't look at the Mishkan and the Mikdash as distinct from each other. They're both. Even though the Gabi sometimes the Torah stresses both, like, you know, we just had in Parshas Porah, the Torah uses as Mishkan Hashem Timei, as Mikdash Hashem Timei, and the more it makes a drush in Masechta Shavuos, why you need to stress both? Because if I only write one, I would think each one has a mile over the other. The Mishkan had the kedushas Shemana and Mishkan from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mikdash had the kedusha that was kadosh la'olam. If I would know that the person goes into Mishkan Betuma, he has dinim. I wouldn't know that he goes into Mikdash Betuma, he has the same dinim, and vice versa. But in general, we don't make that distinction between Mishkan and Mikdash; they go together. Dilut hemahachi. Hadam Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shmuel Shlomo Sheshachton Kadam Besichas the loss of the Heichel Pesulim. Before you open up the door of the Heichel, if you shech the carbon on the carbon, it's possible. Shemar Ushchatoi Pesach Al Moed. We darshim Bizman Shepsuchim and below Bizman Shem Neulim. So Shmuel says a halacha by Heichel, which is Mikdash, from the pasuk of Ol Moed, which is Mishkan. V'ha kiksiv, ha'hi b'mishkan kiksiv. Teretz ala Ashachon the Mishkan, Mishkan the Mikdash, and we find that both work. And the Morris can then bring Sukkim to support that. That we find that the Mishkan is sometimes referred to as Mikdash, and vice versa, the Mikdash is sometimes referred to as Mishkan. Okay, let's hold it here.